Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's Pete Kogel, it's me, it's PCP 409. Welcome to another show, 10 tracks of a variety of different types of music from all over the globe. That particular track was called Whole Hour of Darkness by Radio Fallout, a band from Austin, Texas. Sounded a little bit to me like the Foo Fighters, but that's why I liked it, because I do like the Foo Fighters. You can find them at radiofallout.com. Got that from Independent Music Promotions. They've been sending me some stuff, and I've played the track from their selection last week, and I've got two more to come. Rather enjoyed that. Good rocky start to the show, as I always like to try and do, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So how the hell are you, everyone? It's been an interesting week for me. It's been very busy again. I'm getting a little tired, actually. I'm not finding it difficult to fit in the podcasting, and Hip Hop Zone was definitely late this week, and it'll probably come out sometime soon. It's just too much time. I'm spending a lot of time sort of out and about, and a lot of time glued to my computer trying to earn money, so it's been a bit hard, but never mind. I should not whinge too much about it. I should just get on with it, and your daily dose or your weekly dose of great music will be along with you soon. This next track is from the Bad Panda record label, which is something I would like playing. Badpandarecords.wordpress.com is where you'll find them. The artists are called Ghosts. They're from Dublin. They're a duo from Dublin in Ireland. And this is Sniper Wolf.
Thank you. finish me quick.
Interesting stuff. Sniper Wolf there by Ghosts, a duo from Dublin, Ireland. You can find them at soundcloud.com/ghostsmusic, available from the excellent Bad Panda record label, of course. Well, check it out. You probably heard me play some stuff from Bad Panda before. Haven't played anything by Ghosts, and rather enjoyed it. I won't be finishing as quick as perhaps they want. Never mind. Right, so what have I been up to this week? Well, as I said, I've been working quite hard, but also I'm sort of getting to the point now where I'm about to start publicising, and I would like to start to get some feedback on my Zumba challenge. Now, some people have commented that they didn't know what Zumba was, so I shall tell you. Zumba is a type of exercise. It's based on dance. It's sort of a Latin American type thing, but it's basically a form of exercise, and it's got me to lose 35 pounds of well-deserved loss of weight over the last sort of year or so, and I think that's a good thing, and it certainly saved me an awful lot. I mean, a lot more supple, a lot more flexible than I used to be, and I feel damn good for it as a result. And I am doing a Zumba challenge. My Zumba instructor is a crazy lady called Esther Featherstone. And she's doing 36 hours of Zumba. She starts very early one Saturday morning, and she finishes at something like 1 o'clock on the Monday morning. It's amazing what she's going to do. And she's very fit. She does a lot of Zumba classes, at least 2 a day, sometimes 3, sometimes 4 hours a day. And she's very soon will be doing it 7 days a week. In between times, she's training for this as well, and she's going to do 36 hours. A few of her friends are doing it with her. I am one of them. I'm not doing all 36 hours, just to be impossible. I'm not that fit, but I am doing what she needs, which is a sort of a bit of a graveyard shift, because there's an awful lot of sort of ladies that do it that have young children, can't do it at any other time. So I'm going to come in something either 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night, and then Zumba until the very early hours, something like 7 or 8 in the morning, overnight. So 9 hours of Zumba. I'm going to be doing a 3-hour test soon. I've never done more than 1 hour Zumba before, and it's going to be an interesting exercise. So I'm looking forward to it. I suspect I'm going to lose quite a few pounds of weight, and I want to do this for charity. It's the same charity that she's doing it for, which is a hospice nearby. And if you're not familiar with hospices, they are places where people go to, well, basically die with dignity. This is an amazing place. My wife's had some connections with it as well, where she worked. Yes, it's something I'm going to do. So I would like you, my good listener, if you've been enjoying these podcasts — I've been podcasting entirely free for 6 years now, 4 different podcasts, a variety of different things, and I know some of you really do love the podcast. So if you do really love it, do me a favour, stick your hand in your pocket, just for maybe a quid, a euro, a dollar, something simple. But there's a big page on pcogle.com now. There's a big link on that, which points to where you can go and donate. Please go and donate just a little bit. And there'll be some interesting stuff coming along. I might even do a bit of a sort of an extra for those that have donated. A bit of an extra mix, or a bit of an extra something. I'm not quite sure what as yet, but maybe you'll tell me what you want. Maybe tell me what you'd like to see something, hear something, or be a part of something. Let me know. That's enough for now. I will get on with the next track. This is a band called Macana, or probably Macaña. They're from Lima in Peru, and this is a track called Fuego Prematuro. Macania from Lima in Peru, from the excellent Dorog Records. That's DORROG Records.com, based in Lima. Most of this stuff is actually just sort of written down in Spanish, so I can't really understand it. I couldn't be bothered to translate, I'm afraid. But never mind, there's a great track I really enjoyed. It's called Fuego Prematuro. The only reason I put play stuff on this thing is because I like it, so fantastic. This is something completely different. Again, this is another bit of madness from the excellent Sociopath Records. I've played several of their tracks before. This is an artist that goes by two different names. The artist that he normally goes with is Brown Noise, and he's from Russia. The artist he's calling himself, his AKA at this particular moment in time, is Max Grin. And this is a track called Come To Me. drum and bass sounds there, Max Grin, a track called Come To Me, available from Sociopath Recordings, sociopathrecordings.com. That particular one is, what's it called? I can't remember what it's called. No, I don't know what it's called. It doesn't really matter. Check it out. Brown Noise is the real name of his artist, but it goes under the name of Max Grin this particular time. Very good stuff. Also got some really, really weird stuff from Sociopath Records, and I'll be playing something not from Sociopath, but in the same sort of vein a bit later on from the excellent Ringer Raja Records. Now I should be going to Australia. Well, a bunch of Australians have actually gone to New York, to be precise. They're called Wazoo, and this is a track called Happy Endings. Band I would expect to see at the Aussie Barbecue down at Great Escape, I think. That's Wazoo, rather nice it was too. Wazoo Band is where you'll find them, a track called Happy Endings. A bunch of Australians now living in New York, and I got that from Musebox, the musebox.net. Good stuff. Right, next track is by an artist called Gumbel, G-U-M-B-E-L. Found him at Bandcamp, he's from Spain. This is a track called Wrong Dreams. We'll be right back. Like that a lot. That was good. That was Gumbel. You can find him at Gumbel, gumbel.bandcamp.com, from Spain. Wonderful album. You can buy that for whatever you decide to buy it for. One of those things that many artists are now doing, which is name your own price, including free. So very, very good of him too. That's a Creative Commons, like all of the tracks here, or all the ones that have been made available to me. And some of the ones that were not necessarily Creative Commons have also been made by various record labels or PR companies and stuff, which is always a good thing. Great. Now, next track is that mad track I was talking about a bit earlier on. This is from Ringe Raja Records. I absolutely love this place, Ringe Raja Records. RingeRajaRec.nsf.-music. Not safe for music? I don't know. I don't know what that really means. This is an artist called Dada Cat. You can find him at soundcloud.com/dada-music. That's M-U-Z-I-C. He's from Odessa in the Ukraine. And this is a track called Magic People.
People.
certainly bonkers, and one of the major reasons why I liked it. Magic People by Dada Cat, soundcloud.com/dada-music, I mentioned before, from the Ukraine, where a lot of this wacky stuff comes from, and I really enjoyed it. Rinj Raja Records, check them out. Always worth listening to. They come out with a sort of usually a two-track EP on a pretty frequent basis, actually. Sometimes it's even crazier than I dare play. But that one particularly sort of tickled my creative juices, as it were, and therefore made it into the show. That's what we try to do. And if you've got any urges to tickle my creative juices, then drop me a line. Pete.Kogel@gmail.com, of course, is where you'll find me. And I do play records that have been recommended to me. That's provided it's a good stuff, of course. If it's dire rubbish, then I'd be surprised you'd send it to me if you'd listen to this show, because you know what sort of quality we get here. I'm sure you got a better taste of music than that. So there you go. Right, this next track is by a pair of artists I have played before. One's called Kartik, one's called Gotham. One lives in Chennai in England. In England? Chennai? Chennai is not in England, dear boy. Chennai's in India. And the other one lives in Tel Aviv in Israel. How they get together and how they put the music together, God knows. But this track is called Rututu.
Hey!
jazzy track, wasn't it? Yeah, I rather enjoyed that. That was good. That was very different. We've certainly mixed up the genres in this particular podcast, I think, perhaps more than usual. Really enjoyed that. Rututu is the title of that track. You can find them at myspace.com/ Kartik and Gotham. As I said, one's from Chennai in India, one's from Tel Aviv in Israel. Interesting stuff, and I really enjoyed that. That came from Flip Switch PR, which is great. I always like them, so check them out. Check them out. Next track was from Frostclick, which is a service I've only just found out about. Actually, it's been going quite a long time with various types of Creative Commons music. You can find them across frostclick.com. This band are from New Jersey in the US. They're called The Ugly Club, and this is Song from a Patterson Apartment.
Thank you.
So that was a song from a Patterson apartment. I'm not quite sure what a Patterson apartment is, actually, but that was The Ugly Club. You can find them at theuglyclubmusic.com, based in New Jersey in the US. Got that from Frostclick. Definitely worth checking out. Really enjoyed that. Hope you did too. That brings us very quickly to the last track, which is almost amazing, considering I haven't been actually talking that long. We've managed to fit in 10 tracks in way less than an hour, which is more than usual. How does he do it, people? How does he do it? I don't know. Carefully selected music tracks of all very different genres, sizes, and shapes, and flavours, I imagine. Flavours as well. Yes. What am I talking about? God knows, not a clue. Right, let's move on to the final track then. This is an artist called Intelligent Delinquent. They've had one of all the tracks available on Angel Dust Records, of course, and the Angel Dust Records machine is still churning away nicely. I've got a new album which will be coming out at the start of August. More about that as time goes on. But anyway, this is Intelligent Delinquent. He is based out of Southend in England. You can find out more about him at SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/intelligent-delinquent, which is where this particular track comes from. It's not off the album, it's not off any album, but it is a free download available by him to you, and I thought, well, let's play it. The track is appropriately titled Who Knows, which is pretty much what you're going to be getting next week in this show. Yes. Until then, see you soon, folks. I'm not afraid to